Point 3 in Lake Geneva, WPR News from Gateway Technical College.
Today on Code Switch, the story of the oldest drag king still performing in the U.S.
El Daña.
Elsie Saldana grew up in a family of Mexican...
You are listening to the main theme to Ahead in Time by the Danish National Symphony. A very popular Nintendo game follows the adventures of a little alien girl from the outer space wearing a top hat, trying to return to her home world. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. And I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music and the hat. My Hat by Tony Mitten. Here is my hat. It holds my head. The thoughts I've had and the things I've read. It keeps out the wind. It keeps off the rain. It hugs my hair and warms my brain. There's me below it, the sky above it. It's my lid and I love it.
After 7 years of life upon the ocean, it is time to bid the seven seas farewell. And the city I've pinned 7 years of hopes on lies just over the horizon. I can hear the harbor bell. Land ahoy!
Got a tattered overcoat and battered suit. squeaky boots upon my feet. Gotta drag myself up by my one good boot lace. Gotta work my rotten socks off if I want to make ends meet. I've poured everything I've gotten to my chocolate. Now it's time to show the world my recipes. I've got 12 silver sovereigns in my pocket and a hat full of dreams. There's a famous restaurant on every street here. There's Brandino's and the Bar Parisien.
Restaurant pops up, thank you.
Got a little map to tell me where to eat here. Had a dozen silver sovereigns, now I'm somehow down to 10. Want the finest produce, this is where they stock it.
That's 3 sovereigns, mate.
Though the prices are suspiciously extreme.
In 1989, I produced a play at the Dublin Theatre Festival in Ireland. And my leading actor needed a specific hat as he was playing the Irish poet William Butler Yeats. Well, I found the hat at a hat shop that had established in 1890. Yeats, as well as Winston Churchill, wore a hat known as a Homburg. And the Homburg was discovered by Edward VII when he visited a town in Germany in the 1800s, where they were made originally. Well, he brought one back. It was copied, and it became a big hit all through Britain.
Business friend has packed the bags and fled, leaving only Asheville ashtrays and the lipstick on my bed. The mirror
trousers, cuffs are dirty, and your shoes.
Singer-songwriter Del Shannon knew what it was like to have his heart broken many times. Most of all the songs he wrote reflected that. And in 1961, he wrote and recorded a song where his girlfriend leaves him for another guy, but not for long. When he learns that his ex has been dumped by her new beau, he's willing to take her back, but not before he tips his hat to Larry for doing to her what she did to him.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart, just like you broke mine when you said we must part. He told you lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you, I know this may sound strange, I want you back, I think you'll change. But there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound cruel, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies, now it's your turn to cry, cry, cry. Now that Larry said goodbye to you.
The 1935 film Top Hat was one of the first movie musicals made. It stars Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. Astaire is a singer-dancer who comes to London to perform in a show. And there he meets this character played by Ginger Rogers and immediately tries to impress her with his dancing and singing. Irving Berlin wrote the main tune, where you can also hear a bit of tap dancing.
Presents requested this evening, it's formal, a top hat, a white tie, and tails. Nothing now could take the wind out of my sails, because I'm invited to step out this evening with top hat, white tie, and tails. Oh, I'm putting on my top hat, tying up a white tie, brushing off my tails. I'm dudeing up my shirt front, putting in the shirt studs, polishing my nails. I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up a white tie, dancing in my tail. Thank you. down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails. Putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails. Putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails. Putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails.
In the early 60s, the fashion designer Halston took the pillbox hat and recreated it for Jackie Kennedy. The leopard skin pillbox hat was very popular in both film and advertising. Bob Dylan took his turn with the hat after being rejected by a lover who wore one. Leopard skin pillbox hat was included on Bob Dylan's most incredible album, Blonde on Blonde.
Skin pillbox hat. Yes, I see you got your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you must tell me, baby, how your head feels under something like that, under your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, you look so pretty in it. Honey, can I jump on it sometime? Yes, I just wanna see if it's really the expensive kind. You know it balances on your head just like a mattress balances on a bottle of wine. Your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Well, if you wanna see the sunrise, honey, I know where. We'll go out and see it sometime. We'll both just sit there and stare. Me with my belt wrapped around my head, and you just sitting there in your brand new leopard skin pillbox hat. Close the garage.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard Saturday mornings at 10:30 here on WGTD. Archive programs are available on our website at WGTD.org.
In a world filled with possibilities and wonder, we can always find grace in between the music.
This is WGTD-HD. You're listening to Education Matters, the only weekly broadcast in southeastern Wisconsin devoted exclusively to educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by Guida Brown, former executive director of the Hope Council, Dr. Steve Brown, retired professor of educational leadership and school law, Dr. Karen Sconsert, chair of the education department and associate professor at Carthage College, Dr. Jonathan Shaler, professor of communications at UW Parkside, and Stephanie Skilba, Vice President for Community and Government Relations at Gateway Technical College. And now, here's today's moderator for Education Matters.
Good morning and welcome to Education Matters here on WGTD-HD. I'm your host today, Steve Brown. We have two segments today. In segment one, my guest will be Dr. Jack Peltz, who is professor at the University of Rochester in New York. And in segment two, I'll be talking with Mark Walsh, who is a senior writer with Education Week, and we'll be talking about issues in the area of school law.
And I'm very pleased to have as my guest in the first segment of Education Matters today, Dr. Jack Peltz. And Dr. Peltz is an assistant professor at the University of Rochester, and I'll be asking him more about all the work that he is doing at the University of Rochester. And we are going to be talking about SST, and that is not supersonic transportation, but rather, what does SST stand for, Jack?
School start time.
School start time. And first of all, Jack, where did you grow up? Where did you go to elementary school, junior high, and high school?
Sure. So I actually grew up in Westchester County, New York, so outside of New York City, and went to grade school in Tarrytown, New York, and then actually I went to a boarding school, so I was away from home for all of high school, and in Connecticut, at a school called Taft, and that was my high school experience.
Okay. Out of curiosity, what was the average start time for you, let's say, when you were in high school?
Sure. It was definitely after 8 o'clock. Can't remember specifically it being any time after 8:30, but it certainly, because of the nature of the school, sometimes you might have a free period first thing in the morning. So it was similar to a college schedule, but at the same time, I think the earliest class was about 8 o'clock.
Okay. I'm looking at some data. It comes from the National Center for Educational Statistics, NCES, and this is 2011-2012 data. And it's a school and staffing survey, and it essentially talks about average start time for public high schools, and we're talking about public schools now. And across all of the United States, and these data are looking at 18,360 high schools across the United States, the average start time for public high schools across all of the United States is 7:59 a.m. Those high schools that start before 7:30 a.m., before 7:30, 9.5%. Those that start between 7:30 a.m. and 7:59 a.m., 33%. Those that start between 8 a.m. and 8:29 a.m., 43.1%. Those between 8:30 and 8:59, 10.6%. And 9 a.m. or later, 3.8%. So essentially, 77% are starting between 7:30 and 8:30, with the average start time being at 7:59. And just for our audience, for information purposes, here in the state of Wisconsin, I did some additional research. Here in the state of Wisconsin, the average start time in the state is 7:59 a.m., for high school, so we are right at the average. The study that you did, and I'm going to read the official title of your research study, and this appears in the Journal of the National Sleep Foundation. Sleep Health is the journal. And the title is A Process-Oriented Model Linking Adolescents, Sleep Hygiene, and Psychological Functioning, The Moderating Role of School Start Times. So give us, first of all, an overview with regards to why you and your colleagues who did this study, why you decided to actually do the study, what prompted it?
Sure. Well, first of all, I appreciate you reading out the title. It's quite a mouthful, and there's a lot to it. And so, let me try and unpack some of it. So, in the past couple decades, we certainly have become aware of the difficulties and challenges that adolescents face in terms of sleep, such that overwhelming majority of adolescents are either getting insufficient sleep or are getting poor quality sleep, and that ultimately has a real negative effect on their behavior, from not only their psychological functioning but also their academic performance, to even their, you know, driving while drowsy and potential car crashes, you know, so functioning in that regard. So we know that sleep is a real problem for adolescents and has real world outcomes, you know, real negative outcomes. So given that, we also know, and certainly it's been emerging for a couple of decades, but certainly in the past few years, that school start times, which can change, you know, are variable, have an impact in terms of an environmental impact on adolescents' sleep. So what I mean by that is there are lots of things that affect an adolescent's sleep, from, you know, when they choose to go to bed to the process that, you know, they get ready for bed, whether or not they're on their iPhone before bed, watching movies before bed, how much homework they have at night. And with that said, in the morning, when they wake up, you know, that's largely determined by when they have school. So school is an important factor in terms of when they're waking up. Now, the study of school start times has typically looked at, does a change in the school start time predict a certain outcome in adolescence? So we call that sort of a direct effect model. Is there a direct relationship between the school start time and the outcome of interest? And that has been extremely important research, and, you know, many studies have shown that earlier school start times are associated with worse outcomes for adolescents. And